Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are so glad to have you with us today. The title of the episode is When Every Conversation Feels Like a Landmine. And if you are a coupleship in recovery, you know what I am talking about. When literally every conversation you are thinking and rethinking and oftentimes deciding not to share or verbalize things based on the trauma, based on the hurt, based on not wanting to trigger somebody, based on not wanting to, you know, make the addiction defensive, right? Based on not knowing what your needs are, much less how to express them. So this is really important because in season 9, we are talking about not just the recovering addict, not just the, you know, trauma recovery of the betrayed partner, but also about the coupleship and the recovery that you have to go through first individually and then relationally as a couple. And we have talked already this season multiple times about the timing of this, and I feel like I have to say it every episode because you do not start the process of recovery with couples counseling, okay? That is oftentimes going to be counterindicated. It can happen. Typically, if it does, though, it winds up coming with a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and additional trauma attached to it. And our goal is to move through the recovery process without re-traumatizing and trying to avoid the slippery slope to relapse. Okay, so this conversation is for individuals who have done their individual repair work. They have done their trauma recovery work. They have worked interpersonally to move into a state of recovery. And now they're ready to turn towards each other and do the work as two healed individual nervous systems, you know, that can be in each other's presence. And this is hard work. It's scary work. It's triggering work. And when you do turn towards each other, it's almost like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to be. It is scary, and that's okay. We're here for that. We're here to tell you it's scary. And for both parties, it can sometimes make you feel a little further away from yourself. Sometimes it can feel like you're even betraying the recovery part of yourself. But let your CSAT, your certified sex addictions therapist and couples therapist, lead you through this process, okay? At first, the safest place to do it is in the room with your therapist, Okay. First, by doing collaborative sessions with your partner's therapist, and then by identifying a couple's therapist that understands sex addiction, that understands betrayal trauma, and understands that recovery process. Okay. So first collaboratively, and then in couples therapy. All right. So this is the population that I am speaking to today, and also the people who long to get there. Okay. It might feel, you know, like maybe we'll never get there, but you can. I really want to offer hope in this. But in the beginning, every conversation, it does. It feels like a landmine. Okay. And so I want to go back to some previous conversations we've had around, you know, there is a difference between saying something hurtful, harmful, or triggering to someone's trauma or to someone's addiction versus saying something to your partner, okay? The partner that they want to be, the partner that they are becoming, all right? And you want to be in relationship with a partner that can hold space for your big emotions, who can hold space for your needs, for your wants, for your desires, okay? So this is more about communication. And communication leads to healthy sex. So it's also sex positive in that nature. But first, you got to learn how to talk. If you've done the work, you've identified that you have needs and you're starting to learn how to express them. And you're starting to learn how to set boundaries. You're starting to learn how to prioritize your own recovery. But you don't really have a lot of practice with engaging in all of this with your partner. Okay, so I encourage people to set time aside to have honest conversations about their healing process, not your individual healing process, but about the couple's healing process. What are you noticing? Maybe you have a conversation that's kind of like a high and a low, a victory or a struggle. If you're working in my Plan to Recover mini journal, we talk about what is the daily victory? What was the daily struggle? If y'all could share that, not just interpersonally, but relationally. Like, what did you notice in each other that you want to celebrate? What did you notice in your partner that was triggering for you that you want to name? All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. And so this is uncomfortable. That feels like a landmine. It feels like if I name what is true, there's going to be a backlash. And every now and then, sure, either the trauma will show up to get defensive, or the sexual addiction will show up to get defensive, and that's okay. Because then you practice your skills that you have learned, and y'all can circle back to it later. Okay. In early recovery, you have these touch points throughout the week. Some people in the beginning, they do it daily. And so they have an opportunity to sit down with each other, to look at each other. Maybe if they're in the stage of recovery, hold hands and look into each other's eyes and ask questions that need to be answered with regards to any daily triggers, to ask and answer questions with regards to the disease, to the healing process. And so in your coupleship repair, you're kind of building on that. You're piggybacking, but you're not just talking about self. You're talking about the relationship. You're able to name things you see or perceive or notice in your partner and how that makes you feel. Okay? I use this word quite often, and the two words that I use quite often when I'm working with couples in this stage of recovery is invitation and curiosity. So when you are sitting down with one another, you want to get curious about the landmine, the perceived landmine. Is this a landmine for you? Is this not? You want to be able to name that you have fear or anxiety around certain topics of discussion. Okay. And that is so important. And to approach it with curiosity, you know, and to then invite your partner to go deeper into that with you. You know, there's also some rules of engagement, guys. And so the partner that starts sharing first, and you can take turns with this, they get to finish. Okay. This is a really hard and challenging practice, but the one that starts to share, they start to name something they've noticed, something they've seen, something that was triggering, something that they perceived, not just the victory, but a struggle they noticed. Okay. They get to continue to process that until there is some resolution there. And then the other partner then gets to name something. And it's really, really important that both parties are willing to engage in this. Oftentimes what we find is we have one party, usually the recovering addict, that is very passive in this, okay? And this is a great opportunity for the recovering addict to practice boundary, to practice being open, honest, willing, vulnerable, and to connect to their partner and to share their deeper feelings, right? Both parties have to be willing to show up in this way. And it does feel like a landmine until you stop walking and tiptoeing around it. Okay. There's nothing worse than that feeling of angst, that feeling of anxiety that you hold in your body. Okay. Once you start feeling that, leaning into that, kind of like massaging that, sharing that with your partner, you can step into relational reality, not just your reality about this scary thing, but is that scary to the relationship? Is it scary in the reality of the coupleship? And so this is really tough work. It's scary work, and it is important work. If you are going to stay in a committed relationship, and both of y'all are dedicated to the healing process, this is one of the most important things. It is talking about the scary things. It's talking about the elephant in the room. It is naming the uncomfortable things. It's naming the pain. It's naming the slips. It's naming the addiction. And we've talked about this in sessions before, guys, but let's be very clear when you get to this phase of recovery, when you are talking to or about a disease, talking to or about the trauma versus talking to your partner that you are trying to re-engage and establish a relationship of honesty with. Okay. All right, guys, we want to hear from you. So if you heard something, I don't know, that resonated with you, please share it. Please review it. Please like it. And please subscribe to this podcast so it comes direct to you the moment that it drops. We want you to have access to it, get curious about it, and, you know, be able to engage it as you're going through this process. We're here to support you. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.